STRIDE, Special Transit Ride, is a transportation service for folks with disabilities in the Twin Ports. It operates in accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, or it's supposed to. Becky Jakubik uses the STRIDE bus, but she told a panel of lawmakers earlier this month that the ADA says you're supposed to be able to call for a ride the day before to get a ride at any time. But it doesn't work that way.
And we're also supposed to be able to call and get a ride within 1 hour before or after the pickup time that you request. That also doesn't occur. Now, I can get around because I call 1 week in advance. Now, if you try and put yourself in my orthotics just for a day and imagine planning your life a week in advance, planning what you're going to do after work, planning when you have to go to the grocery store, planning doctor's appointments, planning everything, and waiting a lot. And then when you call, you don't know for sure you have that ride because you just left a message on a machine.
At the local Solutions to Poverty candidate forum last fall, people presented various concerns to candidates for office and asked them to take specific action. At the follow-up accountability session earlier this month, Jakubik asked County Commissioner Patrick Boyle what actions he was going to take to improve access to transportation for people with disabilities.
You know, what I think is going to happen, especially with Commissioner Olson and myself, is we're going to have a direct follow-up with the folks that took this leadership, and I think we're going to have more of a game plan. One of the things that you did mention, that at least in southern St. Louis County, regarding STRIDE and making sure that we have enough, especially wheelchair-accessible rides available for folks, which I think is a little on the lean side as we speak. But this is important, and like I say, it's an issue that affects not only urban centers but also rural centers, and St. Louis County is very unique that way, where we have both, and we'll continue to keep working for solutions on this.
Sharika Smith was homeless for a number of months when she moved from Chicago to Duluth. She thought once she finally found a place to live, things would improve. But she says that's not completely true either.
My landlord chooses to put rules on me that are not legal. I can't have company. I have to be careful of what kids I let in my yard. And after obtaining housing, I thought that everything would be okay. I thought I got a home, everything is good. And being there, I can't even have a friend come over and have coffee or my kids' friends come and spend the night on the weekends. And I think that that is so unfair. I mean, I follow every rule that I have to as far as Section 8. I follow everything I'm supposed to do. I pay my rent on time. There aren't any issues there.
At the session last fall, Smith had asked lawmakers to support the Homes for All legislation. Representative Jennifer Schultz had an update.
The Homes for All legislation got broken up into various bills. In the Health and Human Services Committee, that bill does have housing supports for about $3.25 million, and that's currently in the bill. So I'm going to make sure that stays in the bill. It's in conference committee, and they're negotiating right now with the governor's office. There's a lot of bipartisan support for the various bills for the Homes for All. But they are, there's some of the legislation is in the jobs bill, and that was a really difficult bill to support. It's a big omnibus policy bill. There's a lot in there because it takes away local control, and there's just toxic things in there to support. So I did not vote for the jobs bill, but I did vote for the HHS bill only to get on the conference committee. So we're going to be fighting for that. And then the other pieces are in the bonding bill, and that looks really dismal right now, the bonding bill, but we're in the early stages, so we're hoping we can get some of the grant funding that we need to get people in a home and have shelter and be safe.
Tomorrow, we'll take a look at the final two concerns raised at the fall Local Solutions to Poverty meeting with candidates, increasing MFIP and access to dental care, and see how the newly elected officials did with their follow-through when they met with people at the accountability session earlier this month.